if I wouldn't have found Islam, I know that I would have had a very hard life. I was going in the wrong direction, so Islam sort of it gives me a peace. That's what I know. It gives me peace. I know where I'm going. I know what the future is. Like, you know, where you're gonna go, heaven or hell, you know. And so I know it's been a stable part of my life. And I now treat my parents well, you know, alhamdulillah, I treat my parents well. And I know that if I hadn't found Islam, it wouldn't be like that. Islam and Christianity, there's not much difference. Like Christians have a strong feeling of doing things right for God. Like they're very religious. Like I believed in God before I was Muslim, and of course I still believe in God. And so do my family. They believe in God, and so just the thing about Jesus being part of God. That's the only thing about it. Otherwise, Islam and Christianity, they're very, very, very similar. You know, Islam, you're not allowed to have alcohol, so of course that problem, that big problem in my country will be solved. And a lot of men will dedicate more time to their families. And, you know, yeah, there's problems with stealing as well. You know, stealing is not allowed in Islam. I think that would solve all the problems all around the world, the major problems. Yeah, and people will start concentrating on themselves and their families that have more time to think. Because when they have a problem, they just start, you know, they drink alcohol, they do drugs. They go out and, you know, try and forget about their problems. But if you know you've always got God, like, you have time to think about your problems, yourself, and the meaning of life more.
I was a practicing Christian. I had a lot of questions, however. A lot of things didn't sit well with me, and I had a lot of questions that I'd asked of the priest, and I found that there weren't the answers there. So I definitely found Islam to be very different from what I'd previously believed, but I also found it to be authentic. An authentic religion, because I'm a very analytical sort of person, and when I do something, I like to research it and ask all the questions. And I found that with Islam, I could ask those questions and they'd be answered, whereas previously as a Christian, they'd just be dismissed, you know, with a smile or with a comment like, oh, you don't need to know about that, and things like that. I mean, actually, Islam put humanity in my heart, you know, it really did. Like, previously, I didn't have that humanity that I have now, and it's something that the world really needs, because I feel like the world at the moment is in, you know, such turmoil that it's actually searching for answers and searching for structure. People actually need answers to the questions. You know, I've seen a lot of people who have had a lot of money and a lot of power, and they still don't have that fulfillment. Their soul's still searching for those answers that they can't get. And Islam offers all those things. You know, it offers the guidance of God to humankind, and it puts that humanity in the practicing Muslim's heart, so that the interaction between the different races and cultures is a harmonious one, you know.
And especially in South Africa, where you do get this black and white mix and that separation of black and white, which was wrong, you tend to see that Islam can bring you together and, you know, nullify that corruption and unify everyone. So Islam is generally, well, I feel it's for everyone for sure. A universal message of Tawheed was brought to everyone by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and especially from South Africa, where you do have black, white, coloured, multicultural like Australia, definitely for everyone, and unites everyone on that basis. Until you learn Islam, until you put it into your life, until you start practicing Islam as a true Muslim should, you then see what the real life is and what life is all about, and what your aims and objectives are. And Islam has shown me that and taken me away from all the fitna that I was in. And alhamdulillah, with Islam on your side, it's a guard. So you just keep to your religion, you be firm, you keep regular attendance to lessons, and you just keep in that strong environment with good Muslim people.
In America, every year, 42,000 people accept Islam every year before September 11th. In the UK, 15,000 people accept Islam every year without no organized dawah. After September the 11th in America, 78,000 people accepted Islam. In the UK, 26,000 people accepted Islam. What do you want? They are accepting Islam even though we are being cursed and slandered. The Quran is a medicine. The Quran is a healing. The Quran is the word and the scripture from Almighty God revealed to His Messenger 1,424 years ago, 6,626 verses retained and memorized by millions of Muslims in the world today. Every human being needs to read the Quran and build a relationship. It will open up a door for you that you never saw before.
You have to show the world. Let it out. Cause everything reflects on what you do. Believe it and you will be free. You've got to believe in yourself.
You've got to believe.
Take your chance. You have to show the world.